A reading from Matthew 9:27-34. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons."
I'd love to get to what the Pharisees are saying, but it's interesting to me that the afflictions here are blindness and muteness or lack of speech. And blindness seems to be a condition that has afflicted mankind ever since the fall. We're blind to our own hubris or pride. We're blind to our own sinfulness. We deny so much of it. But also speech, not being able to hear the word, not getting the language of the Spirit of God. It's not just for those who physically suffer these things. There's a spiritual muteness. There's a spiritual blindness that afflicts us. And while it may not specifically be saying that because he's dealing with a physical malady, it does have spiritual application, as I think the Pharisees pick up on later on.
Yeah, absolutely. These are definite physical miracles that Jesus does, but they're a foretaste of a better miracle, which is the opening of the eyes of our heart to see God and coming into right relationship, and the opening of our ears to hear his communication to us, and then being free to speak praise to him and to pass his good news on to others. This is certainly the greatest miracle of all. We can have the physical attributes and not have the spiritual and be very miserable people. I know people that don't have physical sight and are mute that are fully alive because they know God, and spiritually he's coursing through their veins.
What do you say about the accusation coming from the Pharisees? It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons. What is their, why are they saying that?
Well, they don't want to recognize that Jesus has a spiritual authority beyond theirs, so they want to put him in the camp of all other sorcerers, all other power workers of the day, who really call upon other spirits to do their magic and their works. And Jesus' response to this is, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And so Jesus says, you need to see by the very fruit of my miracles, which are life, not ongoing bondage. I'm not operating in the kingdom of darkness. In fact, just the contrary. I'm here to point to the kingdom of light in a better way. And so he addresses it head on.
And our response to that is that if, in fact, the Pharisees were right, I don't think you and I would be sitting here right now talking about this.
Absolutely. And where it gets validated completely is that through resurrection, we see that Jesus is the source of all life, and everything he does is recreative for the good of the individual, not to keep them in bondage.